track every storm.
Prolific rainfall totals.
Every piece of debris that's on the road's edge is a potential piece of debris that's going to fly down the road somewhere else.
Be ready.
We're going to continue to provide relief. We're wired for this.
Sky Stormwatch or Radiant Credit Union.
Thanks, Sky.
News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. It is 6:09, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. Morning, Greg. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic.
All right. We're staying pumped up. This time tomorrow will probably be a much different attitude.
Yeah.
We may still be in the throes of Milton, Cat 5. Right now, 160-mile-an-hour sustained winds, and it is now moving northeast at 14 miles an hour. It has sped up a little bit. It still is putting the, hitting land approximately between 2 and 6 a.m. Early tomorrow morning, approximately maybe the Sarasota area again. Little blip here, little turn there. Things can change. We're on top of it for you. Thanks to Radiant Credit Union, severe weather update. You've got Alachua County shelters are going to be opening up. Bus fare being suspended. I-75 northbound. Greg, you want to kind of give us a look-see there?
Yeah, the good thing is at this point, it's really not jammed. Now, that will probably be different in an hour or so. But right now, I-75 is moving fine northbound. No issues there. And again, as it does get busier, that left lane is allowed for driving north anywhere from Tampa all the way up to I-10.
All right. Governor DeSantis saying, hey, look, this is more than just a Florida West Coast issue. And of course, he is absolutely right, because this, when it hits Florida's East Coast, is still predicted to be a hurricane. Yes, not a major hurricane, but still, it's not going to lose that much strength. At least that's what they're looking at right now. So it is going to cut a swath right across the state. And I guess if you're looking for good news or silver lining, you're going to see the worst stuff south of our listening area. So south of the villages is where it'll be quite a bit nastier. But obviously, you still have to look for some of those gusts and heavy rainfall to the north as well, including us here in Alachua County.
Yeah, I think that's the big thing, is the heavy rainfall. I think we originally thought, okay, the tornado's moving east to west, that dirty side is going to be south. We should be okay, and we probably will be, but you're right. Because of, I guess, a system that's moved in kind of ahead and in front of that hurricane, it's going to be a wet one. We're going to get drenched.
Well, yeah, we're already seeing some heavier showers moving into the Sarasota area right now. So you can imagine if they get saturated pretty good this morning, that's going to mean probably even more damage tomorrow. But everybody, hopefully by now, is pretty well prepared for this thing. Yeah, we've been warning you for a long time, and hopefully you got your ducks in a row. There'll still be some time, obviously, this morning. They predict we could see some tropical storm level gusts coming through the area as early as noon, and that is possible, but we're looking for things to get stronger and intensify, obviously, later in the evening. But we'll... We're all over it. It's what we do. It's what we're doing.